Welcome to Her, Him, and Him. Her, Him, and Him is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Jock, and Kels.
Hey, guys.
We feature our friends Kyrie and Whit.
We are a couple who invite friends over for craft beer and conversation. The topics discussed are improv.
Yeah, think of it something like going to the bar and hanging out with your friends. You never know what's going to be said. And without further ado, welcome to the show.
Pay attention. Get off your cell phones. Pay attention.
I got food. I got my fried chicken. Miller beer. Always Miller beer. I hope my pastor didn't hear that.
I feel like that should be like our intro to our mixtape at that point.
Yeah.
I think once everyone hears that, they're going to be like, oh, they're back.
Right.
Holy shit.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Did you miss us?
Yeah. You know what? It's
okay if you didn't.
It feels.
Didn't miss you. I'm just kidding.
We definitely missed it. But you know what?
The numbers, we did.
You know, it doesn't feel like it. We haven't done this in like 5 months. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's been longer than that.
No, we stopped in like, I think it was like February.
Oh. So, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this
feels like it's been like 5 years.
Oh, well, I guess that goes opposite of what I was just saying.
Oh.
No, I was just saying, I'm saying like right now, us getting set up and everything, like, I feel like we set up better today than we have before. But
well, that's fair.
We're back. It's Her, Him, and Him. I'm Jock, and you got Kels.
I feel like I wanted to come up with like a really cool thing to say, but I got nothing.
Yeah.
Like I was going to try to switch it up and I got nothing.
But if you do that, then it wouldn't be the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't want it to be the same.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about that. So, we appreciate everybody who has reached out. Everybody who's, I guess, they're going back and listening to old episodes over.
Oh, shit.
I've been keeping track of the numbers. Like, we've averaged about what we averaged before, and we haven't done anything. So,
wow. Thank you.
For the new people who discovered us.
We have nothing better to do.
Yeah. I mean, we are slightly entertaining, you know?
You think so?
I mean, I said slightly.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Yeah, slightly. Most people enjoy our company, even though we can't figure out why.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway, I guess we have a lot to discuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
where do you want to start?
I honestly have no idea. Where would you like to start?
We can start. That's literally what I just asked you.
What do you want to do?
Whatever you want to do.
And that's been the last 5 months. There you go. Summed up.
Yeah.
Let's see. In the last 5 months, we got engaged.
We did. We're getting married. Say it the way you say it.
We are getting married.
Say it.
That is how I say it.
Yeah. Is this real?
So that happened.
Yep.
I played a season of football, which you guys kind of knew.
Yeah.
Not doing that again.
You had a little bit of fun.
I did have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to be tackled.
Yeah. I mean, you were only tackled like one time.
And that was enough. That was one too many.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If the tackle would not have been like as awful as it was, maybe. Mm. But it just was like a terrible tackle for me. So, I mean, we're in the process of buying a new house. So, we'll be moving.
Yep.
far, far away.
Yeah.
About please, God, 3 minutes down the road.
Make us into a bird.
Right, so I can fly far, far away. Far, far away. Yeah, we've had enough. So we're just moving off the grid.
You know, so...
Which, if you knew us, I would never allow that to happen.
You know, it's one of those things where...
Need a Home Goods nearby.
We both said it that we are like officially adults now. Like, I mean, we've done stuff that was like adulting before, but like now we're like, we have standards on where we like sleep.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, when you grow up and you're 20 something, even into your early 30s, and you don't have any roots anywhere. Like, you really don't give a fuck where you like sleep and shit. Like,
right.
I think, you know what? How about we do this? Let's talk about this. Us going to go look at houses. Like, that might be one of the things that people will find entertaining, is how we evaluated houses. I mean, yeah. I find it funny sometimes when we would show up to these houses, because, you know, when you're shopping for a house on the internet, like, these houses do not look like the pictures. Even our house doesn't look like the pictures.
Agreed.
Like,
yeah, agreed.
I remember seeing the pictures for the first time, and I was like, hey, our house doesn't look that bad.
Wait a second. That's not what the living room looked like earlier today. Yeah.
So, you know, we went and... we have seen some very interesting homes.
We have.
One of the ones that I think we should definitely talk about is the, like, never-ending room home.
Oh, God.
Like, this house, like, every single time we turned somewhere...
It was a labyrinth.
It was another room.
Yeah, I definitely thought there was going to be, like, what is in the middle of a labyrinth? Like a centaur?
Oh, shit. I didn't... What?
Right? The Greek, like, in the labyrinth.
I wish everyone could see my face right now, because I have no idea.
Pure shock. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's, like, a centaur, isn't it? In the middle of, like, is it Greek? Maybe it's not Greek. Like, in the labyrinth that they would put people in.
Yeah.
It's, like, torture.
I know they have, like...
And there's, like, a mythical creature in there.
I know there's creatures in it that you have to battle. I don't know if there was, like, an end boss. That's kind of crazy.
I think there is. But the point of that is... That's what I was waiting to happen in the house, because one wrong turn, and I don't think that Jock would have been able to find me.
No, not at all.
And you wouldn't hear anybody calling for help.
I think the other part of that is how many people actually lived in it.
Like, I know.
That's what was really kind of, I think we lost count at like six.
We did. And they all had like walk-in closets.
Right.
And bathroom. I don't know. There was so much happening, and yeah, it was crazy. And then off in the middle of nowhere is just a laundry room. Yeah. I'm like, I would never go all the way down under and over there.
Right. It's downstairs in like the dungeon part.
I would never do laundry. Yeah. No, hell no. Yeah. I would never go down there by myself.
So the other thing I think about when we were like looking at homes that I thought was kind of, well, I found... beneficial was, I feel like I took a little bit of like something from each house that I wanted to like either have or not have.
Yeah, agree.
In the house.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there was, that house had a crazy outdoor kitchen, totally doing that.
Yeah.
At our new house.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Although, really fucking expensive also.
Yeah. I can agree with you. I also didn't realize how important it was to open up the refrigerator door to make sure that it wasn't slamming into the island or closing the doorway or something. So that was very, you know, you just learned. I didn't know that I would be concerned about opening my refrigerator door.
I can't agree with that. And when you first made me open up the first two refrigerator doors, I was a little frustrated.
I know, you probably thought I was crazy.
Well, I don't need to think that. We're getting married. I know what crazy is. Like when the first couple times, and then I forget what house it was, but you're like, I was like, oh, this house is it. I love it.
And I was against it from the beginning. Just to put that out there,
we never went and saw it.
We did. That was the one with the 1920s stove.
You're jumping ahead in the story.
Oh, sorry.
You're not waiting for the ending. See, some things don't change in 5 months. This is what we.
Here's the thing: I was working on other parts of myself, not that one.
Yeah,
not had the, other things
not,
to work
not
on.
Not the jumping ahead.
No.
Yeah,
not a deal breaker. I had to work on the other stuff.
Just hit play and go directly to the end. But no, I was looking at this house on online, and I sent it to you. And I was like, this is it. You know, if this house drops in price, like, this is it. And the first thing you said is, I don't know if you can get into the cabinets behind the refrigerator. And it has, like, a galley kitchen. You know what I mean? The one down near Brick.
Yep.
And I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah. So I kept it in my saves.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Right. I kept it in my saves. And, it would come up every once in a while, and whenever it would come up, I'd be like, oh, yeah, what about the kitchen? It's an emotional roller coaster when it comes to opening up refrigerator doors.
Well, I think the other thing that I learned about myself, okay, I didn't just learn this, but I am annoying, and I realized this because Jock was very organized with the home search. And when he or I found a house that he liked or I liked, he would save it. Very organized. He kept track of everything. Not me. I just scrolled until I would re-find the house again. And he'd be like, well, what about this one? I'm like, yeah, I got to go find it. But not in my saves. I have to scroll the whole way through every single listing to go find the one that he's talking about. So I found that while I am usually the organized one, I was not by any means.
I mean,
with house hunting.
You were to a point. I mean, you're just a very forgetful person on an everyday basis.
Well, true. So. But that's why I make lists normally. And I didn't with this. I was like, oh, yeah, I really like this. And then we'd just go to the next one. And then I'd come across it again and be like, I really like this.
Yeah.
You're like, again, we talked about this already.
Yeah. But again, that's just being forgetful. That's really what it is.
I guess so. It was an interesting journey.
Yeah.
We did finally find the one for us.
Yeah.
After, like, giving away our firstborn child,
mm-hmm.
Punching someone in the eye.
Yep.
We got the house.
Yeah. I've told this story a little bit to a couple people, is that the house that we did buy, we kind of bought it out of spite.
Oh. Oh, my God. You bought it out of spite.
No, you bought it out of spite.
I like the house.
You bought it out of spite. But as soon as that lady said that her son was going to buy the house.
You were like, good luck. Have a great day. Good luck.
I said good luck on your house hunt because I knew he was going to keep looking after that.
Right.
Yeah. That's all it was. But your face is the face that I knew we were buying it when I turned around and looked at your face and you're like, oh, do you think your son's moving across the street from you?
Oh my God.
Nope. It's going to be us.
Yep. That's funny.
So, okay. Well,
what else happened in mm-hmm. 5 months? I'm trying to think what happened in the world also. I feel like so many things have happened.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things have happened. I felt like what really brought us out of, like, a semi-retirement is the Alabama boat brawl.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, once we saw that, I was like, man, this is material all day long. And yeah. You and I sat there and talked about it and made jokes about it for, like, 3 days.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I guess this is going to be the thing that pulls us out of retirement.
Yeah. Well, that and we finally have time again. Hmm. So that was the other thing. I guess, like, that's what happens when you're an adult. Shit happens.
You know, it was a lot of stuff going on all at once. So
you go on
it
really, hiatus.
The weekends were completely taken up.
Yeah.
And then we kind of really stopped having Sunday fun days. Like, that's the people. I mean, they don't really know that now.
Right.
I'm saying it out loud. But
true.
Our podcast was part of our Sunday fun day. It was, you know, we'll drink beer and talk into microphones.
Yep.
So we haven't done that in a long time.
No.
Here and there. But yeah, so that's part of it. But can we talk about like the signs of a brawl so that people know? Like, or do you think people really learned from that video?
I mean, I would hope so.
I mean, someone learned today.
You yeah, know what I, mean? Like, I feel like that video
that learned
was the fuck around and find out yeah. chart. Yeah. So that was where they meet.
Yeah,
so.
It was. It was gonna learn today.
Like, yeah.
And my favorite is literally all the nicknames that they came up with for Black Aquaman.
Like, oh yeah, fantastic.
That kid. And then they posted like workout videos. If you haven't seen this kid's workout videos, you might want to go check it out.
He's young.
He's like 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why he could swim like that.
You might want to. You know, that was the other thing. It's like, I know they made jokes about it, but like legitimately, when I saw him swimming, I was like, he means business. There is a small percentage of black people that know how to swim. You know what I mean? And the fact that he like got out and he went to fucking work when he got out.
And just the type of water he was in. Like, it wasn't like it was a pool. Like,
you're not wrong.
That's the thing for me.
He was
not
in
that
a
it was
body
like
a, of water.
Right. It was a lot of waves or anything, but it's like you were not in a swimming. You just went in there. You couldn't see the bottom. You don't even know what was in there. You just dove in.
And that's my point is like.
Good for
like,
you.
Right then and there when he jumped in the water, everyone should have gave up. Because there is.
Oh, yeah, because then he got out and like.
And suplexed the motherfucker. Yeah. Like,
I would have been so tired. But excuse me.
What I'm saying is that. Let's add up everything that you just said, which is like you don't know what's in the bottom. It was a literal term of body of water.
Yeah.
There are boat like wakes and shit going, and he made it from the boat that was leaving
right
back to the dock and put in work.
And then got out with no stairs.
Nothing.
And then suplexed the guy.
Pulled himself up.
Right. Like, with his arms straight.
So if I remember correctly, right? He gets out and does like the Nipsey Hussle pants pull up.
Yes.
Like, remember when Nip pulled his pants up?
He got ready.
He was ready to go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is. That
yeah.
Is, you know, and again, as a person who's been in these situations, you know, before in my life, you know, like, there are just times where you look around and you start surveying the people who are coming for the fight and you make sure that you avoid that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, maybe that's the lesson.
And I really
don't go near the guy swimming.
Yeah.
Towards the fight.
Well, I mean, he's second. You don't go near the guy with the white chair is what we've all learned.
Yes, fair.
But you don't. Why did he hit that lady? I feel like she reminded him of his boss at work. You know what I mean? He was like, fuck you, Tammy. She's like, my name's Karen.
Oh, my God. Either that or it's like he runs into that lady, not her, but a white lady every day.
Yeah.
And they just took all of his aggression out on her.
Right. I want to know where he came from. Like, because there at no point in the video do you see, like, really where he came from because they're so chopped up. They
have
to kind of, like, watch him.
Right, right.
And, I really want to know, because it was all of them fighting. They chased them back to the boat. They were fighting. And then there's a clip that pops out of nowhere. This motherfucker going to town with a chair.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I mean,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good. No, it's the new twisted tea. It's really what it is.
Yes. And I think the other thing that really was just fantastic. It was a great way to end the fight was when the lady thought that the cop was going to help her.
Oh, yeah.
And just pushed her.
Amazing. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And well,
there were reports that some of the police just let it roll for a minute or so.
Like they should have.
Right. Right. I mean.
Some restitution.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean. It was all deserved from start to finish.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
When do we get a movie?
You know,
I'm ready.
The reenactments that they have made from that are
fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Again.
And I'm pretty sure everybody knows what we're talking about. So, you know,
I don't know how you couldn't.
You never know.
True. This is true. We have a lot of, there are listeners not in the country. So,
I guess that's just part of like privilege, that you just felt like you could just, you know, beat up on one dude and then,
yeah, of course,
like whatever. And they didn't feel like there was going to be any consequences. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially, of course.
It's Alabama.
Right. So I'm sure they thought that even if he fought back, he's the worker.
Yeah.
And they own a boat. So why would they ever be the ones that could possibly get in trouble?
Right. Right. Well, I mean, you could tell that they didn't know because they completely missed the bat signal.
Right.
Which is the hat throw.
Yeah.
The hat throw signaled every black person within 100 yards of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like hearing a pin drop. You know what I mean? Like, what? And then you off. So I've been in a situation like that before. I was at a bar and I was watching this dude get his ass whooped by like legitimately like four white dudes. Didn't know the guy, but I ended up jumping in because I was like, yo, I can't sit here and just let them beat his ass. Right. I ended up getting hit in the head with a beer mug, but that's besides the point. But yeah, like there's signs where like, just saying.
But I will say that the memes and videos that came from it were absolutely fantastic.
Do you have a favorite one? Okay. My favorite one is the chair and the black Air Force Ones.
Oh, with shit. The do-rag on.
That is my favorite one. Out of all of them, that's the one I have saved on my phone. Like, I'm going to start using that so that people know when I'm...
Oh, you're not fucking around.
Yes. Like,
fuck around and find out.
What you just said to me is not kosher.
And this is my response.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's gonna be it.
That's funny.
I'm telling you. I saved it. I got that shit in my phone. I'm not playing.
Oh, my God.
Somebody going to get white-chaired.
Oh, shit.
You know what? When we move into the new house, I'm just going to put a white chair on the front porch.
You absolutely are not.
I mean, I am. You're going to take it down, but I'm still putting it out there.
Yes.
This is going to be the warning sign to the lady across the street.
Oh, my God.
She better not do nothing because her son didn't get this motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, she's going to have a bigger issue than that white chair.
Yeah, she's going to get bopped on the head. Like Tammy did.
Bink. My God. That's funny.
So, really quick, did you hear about the supermarket that had to be evacuated because of the spider?
What?
Yeah, in Austria. Okay.
In where?
In Austria.
Oh, okay. No.
Did you hear about this? Okay, no. So I'm just going to read the title of it, just and we can talk about it from there. It says, supermarket evacuated after spider whose bite can cause painful erections or death. Okay. Spotted.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So there's apparently a spider out there that, and I think it's venom is basically like Viagra.
Okay. It sounds more like the local gas station pill and less like Viagra.
Didn't even think about that.
Like that sketchy gas. I feel like we've talked about this before too. So that's.
And look at us already tying it back to other episodes.
Full circle. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, there's a spider.
How big is the spider?
I can't think.
So a supermarket full of people couldn't kill the spider.
So apparently it was spotted in some produce.
Oh, okay.
And someone was like, whoa, it was a spider. And
I'm sure it wasn't like that.
It was. There are people who are like not afraid of spiders. So I'm not going to make them all sound like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the truth.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Backup mate. Do they say mate in Austria?
I have no idea. No? Isn't?
No.
No, Austria is like, I don't want to sound really dumb Australia. Right here.
No, but they still
say isn't mate Austria in... like Germany and Poland?
But I've heard like UK say mate. You know what I mean? Like we watch British shows and they say mate on there too.
Yeah, I just don't want to assume.
Would that be offensive that we assume that?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if we have a listen in Austria. Austria? Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, it sounds like maybe, you have maybe crazy animals like Australia at this point.
But so when doing a little bit of research on this, because I didn't want to go too deep into it because I just wanted to make light of the whole story.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have these spiders in Brazil, too.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know where they're native to, because there's like when you look them up.
Yeah.
It kind of has like a couple different countries that they're in. And then there's one article that's like, this spider does not cause a painful erection. And it's like, well, does that mean it's a pleasureful erection? Because at this point, 80% of the people are saying it's an erection. Right. You're just saying it's not painful.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Don't let the U.S. find out.
Oh, God.
Just inject this venom.
You know.
It's safe.
You know, like, let's take it one step further, which is what we not always do.
Not approved by the FDA.
Which is, can you imagine that if, like, Peter Parker got bit by that?
Oh, shit.
That series would be a whole different series, like a straight-up XXX series.
Yeah.
Spider-Man would not be the hero.
Honestly, I feel like you're kind of onto something because...
Oh, shit.
They usually take normal videos and turn them into...
Yeah.
Like a porn, so there you go. You have a whole series.
Yep. I didn't even think about that. Should have kept that shit.
Now casting.
Who the fuck is doing an evaluation?
Me.
Okay. We're getting a divorce.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be my ringtone.
Oh, my God. Okay, so was there like a ending to the story?
So
did they get the spider? Did they burn the building down?
So I had questions is really why I brought this up.
Okay.
It's because they found a spider. Someone said it was a spider. At what point did they have to, like, did a spider expert say we have to evacuate everybody? Like, was he just right. in the store?
Who do you call?
Like, Ghostbusters.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure if they would have helped in this situation, but yeah.
I'm saying is, like, for like everyday people, we encounter spiders all the time. We don't have like experts that like
no.
So how did this all come about is really my question.
Yeah, I think that is a fair question.
And how did they determine like, hey, that spider looks like something I saw on National Geographic the other night?
Oh my God!
It causes painful erections in most cases.
Not to like go too far on a rabbit hole, but I mean
that's kind of what we do.
I know.
That's what this whole show is like built on. Especially when you come into a show with no content.
True.
Anyway.
True. I always wonder in cases like this. Mm-hmm. Or like if there's a snake or there's that, and who is getting close enough.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, to identify,
yeah.
or be able to tell, you know, they say with a snake, like, oh, well, only the females are poison. Well, who, I'm not getting close enough to find out whether it's a male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
So in this instance, who was like, I will inspect the spider.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm the step before you.
Oh, okay.
Where someone walks in, they're like, oh, there's a spider in the box. And the guy goes, oh, not that one.
What
do you mean? Let's call the experts.
Maybe they just evacuated.
For one spider?
Yeah, but if it's in the produce.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was waiting for the end of
that
this.
That was it, period.
I could tell because you exhaled.
It was
in the produce.
Yeah.
That was the end of that sentence.
Yeah.
I know.
The end.
Yep. I know.
But also imagine if you would have brought it home with you.
Oh, like, shit.
You didn't see it. And you were like, oh, this head of lettuce looks great. And then you get it home and you're like cutting your head of lettuce. This is why you should always wash your produce. Mm. And you should always wash all the leaves of lettuce.
Or just get the frozen produce.
I mean, yeah, but you can't get where are you getting frozen lettuce from?
Who said it was in lettuce?
I'm just using that as an example because that's usually where the bugs are.
What if it was in the tomatoes?
Well, you would see that. They don't have nowhere to hide like they do in the leaves of lettuce.
You know what? If they hid in the leaves, because I have the hardest time peeling off the leaves of lettuce. They are so tightly bound there that if there's a spider, he deserves that lettuce. I'll move on.
You're willing to give it up?
Oh, hell yeah. The fact that you have to slam lettuce on like a countertop to even loosen it up. It's his lettuce. He can have it.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I'm willing to just sit it outside and he can.
Yeah.
Bon appetit.
Bone apple teeth.
Yep.
Oh, shit. I feel like they would never do something like that in the U.S.
Do what?
Evacuate a whole store for a spider.
You know what?
Here's the thing, bug in general.
That you're absolutely right. We don't even evacuate schools with shooters, let alone
a spider.
A spider in
America. You know what, Austria? I'm coming.
Yeah, they're on to something.
Yeah, I'm moving in. Thanks.
Yeah.
Getting a new roommate.
Speaking of crazy America, in the time that we haven't been recording legitimately, like, Trump world has fallen apart.
Yeah.
Is there anything more glorious?
No.
You know.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, no.
And that's what we've been doing for the last 5 months. This is exactly the process that she went through in selecting houses also. Yes. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. I want it. No. No, I don't. So what is yes or no? Glorious okay. or not glorious?
It is no.
Okay. What is more glorious?
No, it is. There's nothing more glorious is what you said.
Correct.
Maybe.
That is what I said.
Okay. So no, there's nothing more glorious.
Okay.
I think there's a close second.
Okay.
Which is the DeSantis is falling apart as well.
Yes.
Which I'm very thankful for because he has completely gone off of his fucking rocker. Mm-hmm. And not that he was on one before, but it is like, I think the rocker is on top of him now.
You know.
Like, so I am thankful for that. I'm thankful that, and I even had somebody who initially was like, oh yeah, I'm voting for DeSantis. Mm-hmm. And was like, he is the best thing for mm-hmm. us. And recently this person was like, remember when I said that? I'm like, yes, I do. And they were like, yeah, not anymore. Like, yeah. He is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that...
And I was
that,
like, oh, thank you. You have no idea.
That
thought I was going to have to cut you off.
Experiment, like, expired fast.
Yeah.
It went sideways.
Yeah.
My new favorite part of DeSantis, we can talk about him for a little bit, is him now begging Disney to please stop.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. Hold on, bro. I thought you was fighting the woke. My other thing is, I'm sorry. This is a whole nother thing. This is my part of like the whole, like, I don't know if I can't really just call it like the MAG, like just Republican baby is what it is. Anyway, is like the fact that they can't get their shit straight when it comes to what they talk about. Like when they, my favorite one that they always say is like reverse racism. You know, reverse racism means that that's a double negative. So that means that they just cancel each other out. Like,
yeah. What is reverse racism?
Here's the thing. I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
But that's what I'm saying. I've
reverse
heard.
Reverse racism. So not racism?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because that's what it sounds. What's reverse? I'm going to reverse racism you.
Exactly.
Is it a thing?
That's,
you can do it.
That's
it's
what
a noun.
They've been saying. It's like I've watched clips of like Karens and Kens going off and they're like, this is reverse racism. I was like, so it's not racism at all is what I'm getting from it.
Oh, they're trying to say racism against white people is correct. Reverse racism.
Correct.
Which they're technically right because
it's not racism.
Yeah. So yeah. You know what? I can get behind this.
Right.
We support reverse race, if that's what it means, because let me not get ahead of myself. I don't want to co-sign something I don't understand.
Well, the other thing is, like, we have the, what was it called? The unselect committee. Like, they just, like, add, like, little things to phrases, and they're like, yeah, this is it. I mean, come on. Trumper called it the Unselect Committee, January 6th Committee. Unselect Committee. This is an Unselect Committee. Like,
what does that mean?
That is my point of the whole thing, is like what they're saying and what these people are like spewing and like, you know, just going with and, you know, I'm going to use their term, patriots are saying that, like, the words really just don't make any sense whatsoever. So that's probably one of my favorite things.
That's fair.
And the other, one of my other things, and I've been waiting, not waiting, I've been thinking about this for a long time, is the anti-woke shit. Like, they're like, fighting against woke.
Yeah.
But none of them can tell you exactly what it is.
Right. What is woke?
That's one of my favorite ones. And they say it's, you know, I've heard explanations of, it is changing what you do now because it's just not good now or some shit like that. We've always done it that way. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you want to. And I always think to myself, like, if that is the case by definition, like, just saying, like, something changed from the way it used to be to the way it is now, and we don't like it. Cool. So at this point, like, every fucking human being, most human beings have gone woke on something at some point.
Right.
Because when you were a baby, shitting on yourself was okay. Once you get to being an adult, you shit into a toilet. Now you have changed something that was natural for you as a baby. That is, now you're going woke, sir. Yeah, think about it.
Do you think that
taking off your clothes and running around a yard, right, when you're a little kid, acceptable? Once you become an adult, not acceptable.
Still so acceptable.
Basically, your mom taught you wokeism at that point, because now you're doing something. We're telling you now as an adult that's unacceptable. Everybody's going woke.
Do you think that, and I've thought about this before, do you think that other, like, previous younger generations had this much of an issue with times changing? Does that make sense? That question makes sense. So, yes. Like, when, you know, my mom was a teenager.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Like, do you think they went through the same thing with older people about, oh, this isn't how it used to be in the 1910?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the civil rights movement in itself is...
That's fair. I mean, I just...
The women's right movement in itself. I mean, there was a time not too long ago that you and I probably couldn't be sitting here together. And
well, there... Yeah.
Right?
Let me keep my mouth shut.
Right.
I sometimes feel like being younger, I don't even know what is an, like, 60 in this day and age, so much harder. And I don't mean it in, like, I don't know what the word is. Like,
you're not trying to discount anyone else's.
Right. I'm not. And I don't really mean it in the sense of anything, except that we are trying. I feel like a lot of the younger generation, and I say younger as in, like, you know, you and younger myself, are trying to make this world a better place for literally everybody.
I mean,
and
I feel like we're really
okay, that's fair. But we're running into this, like, older generation who was like, well, why would we do it that way? We've never done it or just don't accept that these things are real because it was never talked about before. So why would we even address it and make things worse? You know, things were fine the way they were.
Right.
Well, is what we hear a lot. So, well,
I think this goes back to we had this conversation before about how, you know, my generation and your generation are trying to hold on to these young fucking idiots and the old fucking idiots. You know what I mean? But I will say this, is that, you know, it's one of those things where, like, going back to what we discussed before, is the older generation just doesn't get it now. And it being, like, everything.
Yeah, because, and I won't say everybody. I shouldn't generalize, because there are older people.
I'm willing to say most. And the reason why I say that is a lot of the fraud and all the, like, they called me and told me my computer was locked up and now I had to pay $700. Like, that is not a motherfucking thing. Like,
right.
It just isn't. So, you know, like, what this party, this little cult, we'll just call it a cult. Sorry about that. What they're doing essentially is just the grift. Like, they are the guys who are calling you on the phone telling you that Microsoft said that they needed to break into your computer and you should just give me all your bank information.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. Because immediately, 3 days ago, whenever Fanny brought her whole thing, immediately, within an hour, Mussolini, he posted something about an indictment and said, donate.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
And people do.
It's a grift. It's the craziest shit in the world.
I think that's why I always get so confused when, like, younger people get sucked into, like, cult-ish things. Because, like, I thought we were smarter than that. Well, the older generation, I can kind of understand because they don't really understand technology a lot. You know, it's new to them, and a lot of this stuff is new. So they're not as familiar as I would assume that people my age are. And then, you know, I hear some people say things. I'm like, oh, my.
Well, I mean, if you're raised by dummies, you're going to be a dummy.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
I mean, if everybody in your trailer is a dummy.
Oh, God.
No disrespect to all the people in the trailers. There are some good people out there.
Oh my God.
It was part of a joke. Gonna get canceled by the woke now.
I know immediately. I feel like we've said worse, so.
It was a joke. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it was a joke. Yeah. I have not been following the news
I haven't either.
Well, as much as I used to. And I think part of that is because we kind of switched news stations at one point. And
it's gotten completely out of hand. Like, now it's just completely fucking ridiculous when it comes to, like, the shit that is being said. Like,
right.
It's absolutely, like...
And it's everywhere. I don't tend to follow a lot. But I had the conversation with someone, like, I need to start figuring out, like... a presidential candidate, because that shit is going to be here before we know it.
Yeah.
And I don't know enough about anybody.
Yeah.
So I really need to start doing some, like, better research, I feel like.
Yeah.
And get myself caught up so I can make an appropriate vote, as well as everybody else, is my public service announcement. Make sure you're, you know, paying attention and voting appropriately.
So I will say that one of the more shocking things for me out of the whole thing is I did not know how fucking crazy Jenny Thomas was.
Yes.
Jenny Thomas is a crazy ass bitch.
Right.
That bitch is crazy than a motherfucker. Yo, when I started reading, like, the shit about her, I was like, what in the fuck?
Yeah. Fun. She's fun.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I want to see her ass get indicted. That shit's going to be funny as fuck. Bitch, we already have the text messages. You know, I guess that's one of my favorite things also. You know what? That is my favorite thing.
Okay.
It's like, we literally have all this shit in type, or video recording, audio recording, and they're like,
no.
Everything was fine.
Yeah. No,
bitch.
I didn't say that.
We already heard everything. Right. Everything. We
did
heard
you
it all.
Say this? No.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
So that's how it feels to be an American.
Right. It's great. We have spiders in our lettuce.
No,
our government is a mess.
That was Austria.
I'm just saying, we probably do because we don't know. They don't shut our grocery stores down.
Oh.
So.
I see where you're going with that. That makes sense.
Fuck us. Yeah. Here are the spiders.
I mean, our government really always, every day they say fuck us.
Yeah.
Everyone. I did have something else, and you said it the other day, and I actually had it in my notes months ago, because everybody knows that I keep notes of, like, shit that I want to talk about. And I'm telling you, I made this note a fucking long time ago, and I never brought it up, but you said something the other night, and I was like, this. Now that we're getting ready to record, all of a sudden she wants to bring up a subject that I've had. So it says, this is the exact note. It says, for the first time in my life, I saw a commercial for concrete. I felt like every product is covered, but realized there's a lot of shit that doesn't have commercials, or you don't see commercials anymore. I put down charcoal, plastic dinnerware, doorknobs, light switches, etc. And the other night, we saw a commercial for a toilet. And you were like, I've never seen a commercial for a toilet before.
True. The craziest shit ever.
So when you said that, I was like, obviously, that shit's in my fucking notes. Because I remember the night you went upstairs, you went to bed. I was sitting here, and out of nowhere, there was a commercial for, like, Quick Concrete. And I was like, what? Like,
I didn't even know you needed a commercial for that.
Where? Like, I don't understand. Like, I was so befuddled. I didn't know what to do. Like, I'd never seen a commercial for concrete.
I'm surprised before. A whole bunch of concrete didn't just show up.
It was nuts.
I thought that there, like, product. Okay. I thought that there were just products that sold themselves, you know, like a toilet, because you need them. And most people go with a basic toilet. And I want to be clear about the toilet commercial we saw was not for a basic toilet. It was for
an AI toilet.
Yeah. And what?
I didn't actually see the commercial.
Oh, it was.
I was looking at my phone.
It was for this like high technology toilet. And the only thing that I could think of was the Bob's Burgers episode where they get the talking toilet. They find the toilet and Gene like falls in love with the toilet.
Yeah.
It was basically the same thing.
So what was high tech about this toilet? Because honestly, I did not see the commercial. I was looking at my phone.
Oh, okay. So it looked like a box, basically. Oh. And then like the lid opened up like automatically. It was all black. It had like LED lighting on it. Mm. And in the commercial, they just show like the lid opening and then like going like sliding behind the toilet.
Oh.
It was really crazy and had a whole bunch of like different features and stuff, and they didn't go into too much detail. Obviously, they want you to Google it and
what features does the toilet have? Like, no. I'm not saying that you would know, but like, yeah. What outside of like flushing and
probably has like a heated toilet seat.
Oh,
and
that's a thing.
Oh yeah,
did not know that.
Yeah,
huh? Why would you want your toilet seat to be heated? Like, if the rest of your house isn't warm enough for your toilet seat to be,
well, you think like in the middle of the winter.
Your house should be warm.
Yeah. I mean, ours is. So, I don't know.
Here's the thing. If your house isn't heated, but your toilet seat is, your priorities is all fucked up. Just so you know.
Well, I mean, if you want to buy the toilet, you probably have to turn your heat off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that's the thing that is heated
everyone
in your house.
Is cold, except for our toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know, but I honestly thought it was the craziest shit ever. And part of me wanted to look it up, but the other part of me was not putting that shit in my Google feed.
Mm.
So I did not, but I was curious to know how much it cost, really, is what I wanted to look at.
Did you look it up?
No.
Oh.
Because why is a regular toilet not good enough?
I mean...
like, I don't understand.
I get it. Like, regular toilet is good enough, but really what it comes down to is, like, the marketing person that was like, yes, we need to market this toilet. That person got paid.
Yeah, true.
Or basically what you said, products that sells itself.
Yeah.
Which that kind of brings it.
Like concrete. Well, why do you need to advertise that? It has a specific job.
Well, I was going to say, here's the deal. I was on board with what you said until something popped into my head is that there's like 50,000 different toilet tissue commercials of like the different grooves. Mm. So they get in there like toilet paper should sell itself.
Yeah.
At this point, like the ones with aloe, the ones that don't have aloe, like one ply, two ply, like.
True.
Is there a three ply toilet paper?
I don't know. Maybe.
That'd be super heavy duty.
It would be. And it seems kind of wasteful.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, we are America.
Yeah, true.
America. What if you went into a bathroom? I'm going to say something crazy. What if it
only has one ply?
No.
I'm leaving.
What if you went into a bathroom that had like different choices where you're like, this is a two ply moment. This is a three ply moment.
When is there ever a one ply moment?
when you're broke and all the only thing that's heated in your house is your toilet
seat. I mean, I understand some people have to use for their plumbing, but I think...
Yeah, but if you have to use the whole roll, it defeats the purpose.
That's what I'm saying, and I feel for people who do have to use it for whatever reason, but...
And then you're spending more money on soap
because... you're buying Scott.
Well, what I'm saying is you have to spend more money on soap because at that point...
Basically, wipe with your hand.
Your finger's poking through. So you're saving money on the toilet tissue, but you're spending way more money at Bath & Body Works.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to assume you use, like, soft soap.
Oh, bar soap.
No, they make it in lead liquid.
What I'm saying, what
they make, like, the 60-ounce refillable for, like, $2.99. I don't know what it is.
That ain't getting your hands clean.
That's what my mom uses.
That is not. I'm taking my own soap next time.
She has Bath & Body Works. But
she does.
It smells too much. Too much scent.
It smells too clean. Back it off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that there would be the toilet thing really.
So what are some of the products you think should sell themselves? Let's just put it that way. Because I feel like couches should sell themselves. Beds should sell themselves. Like, pretty much everything that you would need should sell itself.
Yeah, but I understand the need for a commercial because there's so many. And I guess the same thing as the toilet. There's so many different types. I don't know why you would need a high-tech toilet, but so be it, I guess.
I kind of want one.
That toilet was advertised for somebody. It reached
me, and somebody. I didn't even see it.
It's target audience.
Now I want one.
The best thing is about that commercial, it was... We got rid of cable. That was something we did a couple months ago.
In the 5 months?
Yeah.
That changed.
So now we have Sling. And I'm pretty sure that's what we were watching. So it just makes me...
I don't know anymore.
But me either. It could have been Samsung TV. Yeah. I don't know. But that also makes me laugh, is that's where the commercial was on this, like...
So the people that are trying to save money. You're trying to save money on your cable bill.
Right, but here's a toilet. Like,
you broke motherfucker.
I'm probably not your targeted audience because I'm not going to buy that.
I am. They've convinced me and I haven't even looked at it.
Oh, my God.
What? It's the truth. Google that shit. Well, here's the thing. It's going to show up in my feed anyway because my phone's
listening
to me.
We've said it 13 times.
Yeah.
It's going to be on everything.
Totally. Huh? Well, I guess that about sums it up.